challenge each other.
We want a fight
for
Hi, everyone, and welcome once again to the NovaCare Complex. We are live all week, right? Free agency opens, and we're here for you on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Of course, today, the biggest of the days of this week, wide receiver DeSean Jackson holds his press conference. He'll talk about the deal that keeps him an Eagle through the 2017 season. DeSean Jackson, two-time Pro Bowl player. What a great second-round pick for the Eagles. And now we look for the best of DeSean Jackson. 229 career receptions, 21 touchdowns. Look at that average per catch. 17.8 yards per catch. 4 touchdowns on his punt returns. Of course, the most memorable, the miracle of the Meadowlands, DeSean Jackson's day in the NovaCare Complex Auditorium. Huge amount of media already here. He will join us in the studio when he has completed his time with the media over there. And we'll find out the inner workings of DeSean Jackson and his deal with the Eagles. It's really been a busy several days, although the team has yet to sign an unrestricted free agent. In fact, no visits are scheduled as of this very moment. That changes very quickly. Let's get you caught up to date here with what the Eagles have done. They've extended the contracts of Todd Harriman's, Trent Cole, DeSean Jackson. Now, there are reports that LeSean McCoy is next. I don't know how imminent that is, so stay tuned for that. Last night, the Eagles bringing in offensive guard Mike Gibson, which I guess technically is the first unrestricted free agent signing. Not an earth-shattering deal. Former Eagles sixth-round draft pick. He is here to provide depth. He is not here as a hedge should the Eagles lose Evan Mathis. Evan Mathis in Baltimore for a visit. Eagles would very much like to have Mathis back. All right, so see how that plays out. Eagles now really have done a good job creating some room under the salary cap, reportedly in the ballpark of $21 million to play around with. That's the standing according to EaglesCap.com. They do a very good job. Estimated cap room, $21.692 million. And what the Eagles did there with Jackson was reduce that salary cap figure for this year from the franchise tag number of $9.5 million to about $3 million. So great job, Howie Roseman and crew, doing the negotiating upstairs. DeSean Jackson and his people as well made what could have been a very difficult situation a pleasant one. And DeSean all smiles this morning when he signed his contract, and he is ready to go in 2012. Let's get to the telephones before we throw it into the auditorium. Let's go to JR in Chicago. JR, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave. Man, I wanted to give big kudos, man, to the Eagles front office, man. That was a real good deal, extending Jackson, man, and Trent Cole, man. You know, they're doing a good job. I especially like the way they're letting the market soft for the linebackers. You know, don't go out, blow the money, get in frenzy and get caught up. And I know we need linebackers, but, you know, they're doing a damn good job, man. So kudos to that, man, and let's get ready to roll, man. Have a good Eagles day, Dave.
Hey, JR, real quick.
Yeah.
What do you want to see done next as we take a look at DeSean with Katie?
I'd like to get Mathis. I'd like to get him locked in. And then let's get one of those linebackers, man. Hawthorne, Lofton, Tulloch, you know, whichever one that fits our scheme the best and fits within our salary cap. You know what I mean? The names don't impress me. I like productive players.
I like you. I like your plan. Look at this. I love this video. This is a great video. Sign here. Sign here. All right, thanks for the call. Sign here. You having a good time over there, Sam? That's okay, boss. Get on the phones. 215-339-6709. Yeah, that's right. DeSean Jackson gets his deal done. And we're happy about it here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spitero with you. Huge audience on the line. We're going to visit with DeSean. We're going to talk to you about free agency. It is indeed March Madness here at the NovaCare Complex. And it's interesting, the Eagles getting all this stuff done and not signing those high-profile, unrestricted free agents out there. Keen in Maine joins us. Hi, Keen.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Great Eagles day. You
yes,
know,
sir.
Getting the players in position to
make plays,
win some football games, and hopefully get us to the Super Bowl. So,
all right. Well, what do you want to see next?
I'd like to see us get McCoy done. I think he.
I don't think there's urgency on McCoy. I mean, I don't think there's like extreme urgency on McCoy. I don't know. I just don't sense that it's happening in the next day or two.
No, I mean, I would like to see it done sometime this season.
I would like to see it done before training camp begins.
Correct. I don't need to be done today. I think we got more pressing needs. I mean, safety still, I think, needs to be addressed.
Here's my deal.
Our linebackers are definitely underwhelmed. Oh, looks like Deshaun's
coming.
Yeah,
Deshaun is on the way. We'll talk about it. Thanks so much, Keene in Maine. Thank you. Dan Connor is going to perhaps sign in Dallas. We know that Hawthorne is visiting, I believe, New Orleans. So we'll sort it out here. But right now, it's Deshaun Jackson's time. Let's throw it over to the auditorium and hear what number 10. Wait, he's hiding from us here. See what he has to say.
How's everybody doing this afternoon? All right. First off, I want to give thanks to God. It's been a long journey. A lot of long nights, a lot of hard work paid off. Secondly, I also want to thank my mother, Gail Jackson, and William Jackson for believing me since day one, pushing me to the limit throughout, all the adversity, throughout the negativity. I always had a family and, a home to go back and just be supportive of. And, I just want to, say thanks to them. Unfortunately, my dad's not here to, go through this beautiful time with me. But as a family, we're staying strong and we're doing the best we can. And, I just want to say, Pops, we love you. And, this is for you. This is what we talked about since being a little kid. So, now that we're here, we just got to keep working and stay tight as a family. Third of all, I would like to say thank you to the Philadelphia Eagles organization. Jeffrey Lurie, the owner. I can remember towards the end of the season, the conversations, just me and him looking eye to eye, and regardless of the tough times, the adversity we went through as a team last year, and individually I did as myself, was still passionate as an owner and me as a player to look in each other's eyes and come to agreement to say we was going to get this done. And I can literally remember that like it was yesterday, and that was in December towards the end of the season. And, I just want to tell him first and foremost, it's very appreciative to give me the opportunity to be able to come back and, play for a team like the Eagles. Andy Reid, since the first day he called me on draft day, he's been like a father figure to me. He's came in. I love the way he challenges his players to get the best out of them. He doesn't accept nothing less. And, it's a father-like son relationship that I have with him. And, to the city of Philadelphia, I wouldn't rather see myself playing anywhere else. This has been home to me since day one I've been here. And the fans are amazing. I love the fans. The problems with the media, even though, I have love for you guys as well. At times things happen, and when you're dealing with the business, you have to understand that it's going to be times where people don't it's going to be times where people don't agree with certain things you do, but as a businessman, you still have to go on in life and give it your best. But like I say, I'm very appreciative about this opportunity I've given. I feel like I say, it's been a long journey and a long road. But like I said, I saw this journey a long time ago, and I'm just very happy that I've been blessed to get this opportunity. From there, I'm going to leave it open.
Deshaun, did you ever think through everything you went through, from trying to get a deal last year to the holdout to everything that went on last season, did you ever think that maybe there wouldn't be a point we'd be able to sit here and thank everyone and accept a deal like this?
Well, at the end of the day, you never really know the hand that God's going to deal you. I live my life to be prepared, for whatever situation it is at any given time. I never not once you know, thought that I wouldn't be here in this situation, because at the end of the day, I always was confident in, you know, my skill play and what I'm capable of doing on the field. You know, the things I just really wanted to tighten up and, you know, prove to everybody, or not necessarily to prove to everybody, but just show, you know, people I'm a professional. You know, it's just me being young. I might have been immature, might have, you know, made some decision at a young age, but, you know, sitting back, going on my fifth year in the NFL, you know, it's like night and day, totally changed, and I've matured, and, you know, I understand what it's about now, you know, so I just look forward to the opportunity, and really, I don't want to look back anymore. Like I say, I'm at a point now where, you know, I feel comfortable and I'm happy with the situation that I've been dealt, and, you know, I'm going to go out and give it my all, and, you know, it's a challenge for myself, and I live my life to go through challenges, and I want the best out of every challenge I go through.
Deshaun, your year last year, obviously your numbers were a little down from the last 2 years. Looking back, do you attribute that to everything you were going through? And with this done, do you feel like you can go back to being how you were?
Like I say, man, last year was last year. You know, regardless of my stats and the numbers I put up, I still felt I wasn't too far off from my, you know, my average per year and things like that. So, you know, even when everybody else can say that's my bad year, in my eyes, I was still short, you know, 40 yards from 1,000 yards. So, I don't really like to get caught up in that stuff. Like I say, you know, I just want to go out and still go out and play with the edge of being the best receiver in the NFL, and you know, just still continuing to handle my business. You know, step up and be a leader. You know, because this team right here is full of, you know, young leaders, and I think all of us, you know, have got a lot of success at a lot of, I mean, at a young age. But it still comes with a lot. We still have to handle it in a well-mannered way, and you know, that's what I'm gonna continue to do, regardless of how much money I'm getting paid, or regardless of you know, what limelight is gonna shine on me as, you know, just get away from all the negative and just shine it in a positive way. So, you know, that's all I'm gonna focus on, continuing my career here.
Deshaun, you mentioned your father. What were some of the thoughts you've had during this process, and then when you finally knew you got the contract and when you signed it, did you think about him? Anything in particular?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's one of the first things that came in my mind was my father. Like I say, man, I can literally just hear voices, you know, remember flashbacks, times of, you know, us sitting back and, you know, just really as a family talking about the good times, you know, dreaming about the success. And one thing my dad always said, you know, you can't dream with your eyes open. You have to, you know, go to sleep. You have to see things. And when you dream about things, it's good to be able to program stuff in your mind so you can have something to focus on in your life. If you just live your life just going on, just satisfied with everything you're doing and not challenging yourself, you know, it's really hard to get the maximum potential out of your you know, skills. So that's something my dad always did, and my family always did. They challenged me to get the utmost out of everything I've done. And, like I say, now it's, I have to take the bar to another level. You know, I want to shoot for the Hall of Fame. I want to shoot for Super Bowls. That's something I haven't done yet. You know, I'm a Pro Bowl wide receiver, but, you know, I want to shoot for beyond that. I'm not satisfied with that.
Sean, can you take us through the negotiation process a little bit? When did it begin kind of in earnest? And then when did you get a sense that, yeah, I'm definitely coming back?
Well, I mean, since I've been franchised, you know, it's kind of been an ongoing negotiation back and forth, you know, through my agent and, you know, Howie Roseman. And that's another thing, you know, I want to tip my hat off to Howie Roseman and Coach Andy Reid for believing in me, regardless of what anybody said, when everybody was saying it's not possible for Deshaun Jackson to get a long-term deal with the Philadelphia Eagles, or, you know, he's just going to get a one-year deal. He has to still prove himself. I mean, regardless of all that, Andy Reid and Howie Roseman stepped up to the plate. And basically, myself, I'm accountable for it. I gave them my word, what I'm willing to do, what I'm willing to come in here and lay on the line. And, you know, they gave me their word. So, I mean, it's vice versa. And from there, everything else is set. And I'm just happy to be here. Like I said, I wouldn't want to see myself anywhere else. Having a quarterback like Michael Vick, LeSean McCoy, Jeremy Maclin, I mean, that's Brent said, like, I keep going on and on and on. I mean, hands down, I think we're one of the best teams in the NFL. We just have to put it together and really just go out there and play together as a team and not get caught up in all the distractions. And, you know, that's something that was going on. But, you know, from here on out, as a professional, I can say it won't happen.
Do you feel relieved to have that part done, the negotiations and everything that went into it?
I mean, feeling relieved is, that might be semi enough, but it's really, it's more of a blessing. It's a God's gift. It's really nothing no man can do. It's the man above that really set in stone for everything. So it's not necessarily feeling relieved. It's just a blessing feeling, you know, getting what you're worth, getting what you deserve, and then able to go out there and continue to, you know, play at a high level, not just, you know, getting paid the good money and just being satisfied. You still have to go out there and, you know, perform at a high level. And, you know, that's something I'm willing to do. That's something I live to do. I felt I was born for that stage. You know, Sunday Night Lights, big games, them are games I arrive in. And so I just feel the destiny here with the Eagles is very bright. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just happy to still be here and, you know, say I could have 5 bright years to look forward to. And, you know, one of them years, man, I'm going to guarantee a Super Bowl, bro, because we've been so close since I've been here the past 4 years. And last year was a very tough year. And just the way we caught on fire towards the end of the year, man, I just see this team being sky's the limit.
This deal was offered to you in August. Do you think you would have taken it?
That's a question I can't answer, man. I got the deal now, and I accepted it. So regardless if it was done in August or whenever else, you know, I'm just happy I have the deal, and I just want to move forward and just continue to start playing football and, you know, with a passion, man. Just go out there and do what I've been doing the past 2-3 years.
Do you see yourself continuing to play a major role in the return games as well?
I don't see anything changing, honestly. Since day one, me coming in here, whatever it is Coach Reed or any of my coaches asked me to do, I'm going to fulfill them needs. It's what I love to do, man. I love to play football. And if you could ask Coach Reed yourself, if you was to ask him what you think about Deshaun playing punt return, he's going to tell you I love it like no other. And it's just a challenge. Anytime they punt the ball to you and you have that challenge to make 11 guys miss and get to the end zone, it's nothing like that. So, of course, I'm going to still do that.
You look back at the way things happened last
year. About Andy Reed, it seems like you guys hit it off.
Come on, thank you. I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm. What is it about you guys' relationship that
you hit it off? I think it's just an honest relationship. He doesn't beat around the bush. He gets straight to the point. Like I say, since day one when he called me, it was a situation like regardless of everything I heard from college or all the negativity, he still was able to give me an opportunity to prove everything wrong. And I basically came in and I did that. And, you know, he's a firm believer. If you come in and work hard and prove to me that this who you are, then whatever they said before you came in, I don't care less about that. If you come in and work your butt off and play hard and help this team win, I mean, regardless of what the negativity they were saying, you know, that's what he cherishes the most. And as a player, I can accept that. And, you know, as a coach, that's really good because it's a lot of coaches that really don't get too interactive with the players and things like that. And that's really a great opportunity. His door is always open 24/7. You could walk in there and just talk to him. And, you know, whatever it is, keep it real, and he'll keep it real with you.
Do you think your relationship with Andy really helped to get this deal done?
Sure, yeah. I mean, without the relationship with Andy Reid, easily, with the past year and things that's been going on, it could have probably turned their back and go any other way. But, you know, it's just what we've been through, the good times. I mean, and of course, it's like in any relationship, it's going to be good times and bad times, but throughout it all, you still have to, you know, hold your head high and get through it. And like I can say, from both parties, from, you know, my side with Drew Rosenhaus and, you know, dealing with Howie Roseman and Joe Banner and Coach Reed, I mean, we worked it out. And, you know, that's another thing I really want to, you know, just tell Drew, Jason, that, I mean, I appreciate everything. They stuck with me, you know, when everybody was talking whatever they wanted to talk to. He stuck with me, and you know, I just want to tell him I appreciate him for making this deal work when people said he couldn't do it. You know, I was loyal. I stuck by him, and we made it work.
Surprised it came together so quickly. There seemed to be no word and no talk of negotiations, and all of a sudden there's a deal. I mean, was it a surprise at all?
Yeah, that just shows how God works, man. Because I could just remember right before free agent started, everybody was like, well, you know, he's not going to get a deal. And I'm just sitting back like, yeah. Well, yeah, we're talking, but doesn't nobody know. So, I mean, it's a good feeling for myself to to just hear all the negativity towards myself for whatever reason, that just drives me to go out there and, you know, just keep doing what I do, put up the big numbers and do the things I've been doing since I entered the NFL. So it definitely is a good feeling.
A lot of wide receivers have signed some big contracts in the offseason. Do you kind of look at those and do you kind of compare yours to them and wonder, you know, what, you know, maybe if you could have gotten a little more, is that natural to do that?
I mean, you know, as players, you always, you know, try to compare deals or see what player's making this and that. But throughout my contract situation now, you know, I felt good what was on the table, and, you know, I didn't want to pass that up. You know, the relationship I have here with the Eagles, I would rather, you know, take that opportunity than going anywhere else. So regardless of what money I thought I could have got or how much more or whatever the case may be, I'm comfortable. You know, I'm not greedy. I feel good where I'm at here. And like I say, I still have, you know, ways in my contract of making, you know, whatever I'm worth in that contract. So as long as I'm able to go out there and play at the level I know I'm capable of playing at, the money is sky's the limit. That's not the problem. I'm just here to play football, man, have fun, man, and, you know, get this city a Super Bowl. So, you know, with that comes, everything else goes.
You could have taken the franchise tag and then tried to hit that bigger jackpot next year. How much did you weigh that against the current offer? And
well, I mean, it was just more of what was here in front of my face and what was down the road to come. I mean, I could have waited out and played through a franchise, or, you know, I could be set right now and, you know, handle everything I need to handle. And, you know, it's been a long time with me, you know, just wanting to have everything set up in my life. You know, that's kind of all I really wanted to have. You know, I have a family, you know, that I care for to the utmost, a mother, you know, brothers, nephews, and sisters, things like that. And, you know, we just work so hard. I just want to be able to, like I said when I was a young kid, I just wanted to be able to take care of my family. And, you know, I'm able to do that now. So it's a blessing to be able to do that now and you really not have to worry about certain things when I'm in the season and trying to get this and get that. I mean, all that stuff could be done so I could go in the season and just focus on football, something that I've been, you know, wanting to do for so long. And I'm just able to do that. So, you know, I'm just going to go out there and give them my all, man. Like I said, I'm excited about the situation. And I don't want to get caught up in any old ways or what happened in the past. We're going to move forward on all that. I'm excited. The Philadelphia fans, the whole market out there. I mean, I'm just ready for this year, man. This is a big year for us.
How did you look to this press conference as maybe the one that you didn't have when you were drafted? As many people expect you to be a first rounder, and you kind of slipped.
Moment of clarity, huh? I mean,
that motivate you not going first.
It motivated me a lot. You know, coming out 49th pick, second round, and you know, just sitting back and knowing, you know, my capability, what I'm able to bring to a football team. You know, I knew. Sure, soon they would definitely see my worth. And coming into the NFL as a rookie, I mean, you know, just everything I've done, I mean, everything speaks for itself. But, you know, now sitting here, press conference talking, I mean, I'm just ready for all this, man. Like I say, I'm ready to leave everything in the past and just move forward, you know, and be a businessman about my own stuff.
What's one of the first things that you're going to do with the new coin?
I don't know, man. It's a good question, man. I'm gonna be smart, man. I want to make my money work for itself, man. I want to sleep and be able to make money. You know, I don't want to spend and not have nothing in 10 years. I don't want to be like that. So, you know, I just learn from everybody else, and you know, have a team that sets me up to, you know, take advantage of making money instead of just spending.
John, what does it mean to you that in the last couple of days you've gotten a new contract, Trent Cole, Todd Harriman's longtime Eagles have all received new deals?
I mean, that's a good feeling for, you know, for players who's been here, that's been through the grind, you know, blood, sweat, tears, Lehigh Valley. I mean, everybody knows how that is out there. Just training. I mean, it's just so much things. And, you know, we've been here for a long time. And for everybody to be playing here together, growing up through the system, it's good to see players, you know, stick with the team. You know, Trent's a great player. Todd's a great player. Anytime you see players like that extended, I mean, it's really a great thing. And it shows, you know, the Eagles front office, you know, appreciative to the players that's been here and, you know, just worked hard and, you know, been through the ups and downs. And you know, it's a bright future for us. And that's only thing I can really continue to keep saying, you know, I see the future. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, the biggest thing I say is Super Bowl.
Well, Sean McCoy is in kind of a similar situation where you were last year. I mean, have you offered any advice to him? Have you talked to him about it?
Yeah, Sean McCoy, man, he'll be all right, man. He's a he's a young guy, man. He's very talented. You know, he has a lot of upside to himself. But, you know, hopefully he learned a lot through my situation. You know, hopefully he doesn't go, you know, kind of down the road I went to. So I talk to him at times, but I think he'll be all right. Hopefully his situation won't, you know, have to be similar to mine.
Sean, it sounds like you mentioned maybe you were maybe immature with certain things, or maybe certain things are in the past and you're moving on. What kind of clicked for you throughout? Was there a point during this process that kind of clicked for you, or was it when you felt maybe you were getting a deal? Like, what kind of clicked where you sound like a different person than last year and the years past when you wanted a deal? What do you think clicked?
I don't know. I just think life. I think every day you live life, you know, you find out something new in life. And you know, that's one thing about myself. You know, I don't live my life satisfied. You know, I like to challenge myself. So it's just a certain time when you're living your life a certain way, you know, and you get content with it. And then for a certain period of time, you're just like, well, I just want things to change. And, you know, it just became a period of time where something just snapped on. I mean, I was doing everything. I was the one that was doing everything for my family, my bros. I mean, from whatever it is. And it's, it comes a point in time where, you know, that can't continue to go on. It can't continue to go on. You know, just as hard as I get up to go to work and bust my butt and put it in on the field, I mean, everybody around me has to do the same thing. So it just became a point where, you know, we all just stepped up and, you know, accepted it as a challenge. And, you know, we all challenged each other. And first off, when you're a part of a company, a business, a family, whatever it is, it's always ways that you can challenge each other to get the best out of them. And, you know, I think everybody was kind of satisfied for what it was. And it just came a point in time where it's like, man, we got to get the most out of it. We have a short window, and we want to maximize the best out of DeSean Jackson. So when I'm 60 years old down the road, we can all look back and, you know, have great times. We can have corporations, we can have businesses that's owned by the Jackson family, and they could be paying everything. We could be, you know, getting the income from it. So, I mean, it's just certain ways you set things up. And I think, you know, that's the biggest thing that clicked for me, you know, just taking care of my business and, you know, being a professional about it, not being immature, and, you know, stepping up to the challenge and taking it on.
You hope that LeSean maybe learns from some of your mistakes. Mm-hmm. What did you learn from maybe some of your mistakes? And if you could go back, would you do it a little differently?
Well, what I've learned is just to be patient in life and don't rush things. You know, sometimes you get at a point where you're antsy and you feel like I deserve this, or I need this, or I've done this and I've done that. But at the end of the day, it's nothing to be rushed. And when I say God has a plan for everything, and when he asked me, did I feel relief, it goes way beyond that. It goes way past that, because it's more than relief. It's a situation that's almost like a magic wand, just blesses you. And, you know, it just comes out of nowhere. And then when it comes, you just have to accept it, and you have to, you know, be willing to accept everything that comes with it. And I think I've came to that point in my life where, you know, this is what I've chose to do, and, you know, this is what it is. So, knowing that, I have to step up and take the challenge. I can't run from it. I mean, I'm already sitting right here in front of you guys. So, you know, I just have to take it and be a professional about it. And, you know, just be smart. Don't be immature. Don't make, you know, decisions that I will regret. That's all I can say.
What tends to happen is when a guy signs a long-term deal, and then in the years to come, other guys at his position hit free agency, and all of a sudden he starts to look at his deal 2 years later and question it and wonder it. Do you feel like you will be fine with this deal for 5 years?
I'm happy with my deal that I got, man. If I wasn't happy, I wouldn't have signed it. Very happy with it. Like I say, you know, I felt I got my worth, and you know, I just want to go out there and just continue to play at a high level. Regardless of what deals come, I'm locked in for 5 years. You know, I play this deal out. Who knows what will happen after that? So that's what I look at it as. I'm just blessed to be here, and I just want to say thank you.
Bill, do you expect to take more of a leadership role?
Sure. I mean, you know, I'm going to be here to play football, man. You know, always in my heart, first and foremost, a leader. I'm more of a leader by showing, you know, not really by yelling and screaming at people's face. I just go out there and by my game, I think that leads by example.
Thanks, Deshaun.
All right, that is Deshaun Jackson. Very well done for number 10. We're going to get him in studio here in just a moment. But Deshaun Jackson, clearly appreciative of the deal, and we'll bring him in studio and talk to him. So I think everybody's feeling pretty good today. How about you? 215-339-6709. Let's take a little break. We come back. We will have Deshaun in studio. Look how happy he is. I am happy for Deshaun Jackson, and he's coming into studio in just a moment. The Philadelphia Eagles invite you to experience Lincoln Financial Field like never before through an exclusive tour of one of the premier stadiums in the NFL. This unique backstage journey through the stadium will feature the Comcast press box, broadcast booth, club and suite levels, Eagles home interview room, locker room, and the field. Call 267-570-4510 or visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more information.
Concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of a concussion include headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance, confusion, and memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician. If you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Hi, I'm Eagles cheerleader Sarah. How would you like to perform at Eagles home games for over 67,000 fans? Does cheering for your favorite team, modeling, and appearing at high-profile events interest you? Then you should audition to become a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. Our 2012 open call auditions are taking place on Saturday, March 24th at Lincoln Financial Field. Come try out to become a member of our elite NFL cheerleading squad. Visit the cheerleader section for more information and to register.
Yeah, there we go. That's what we wanted. That's exactly what we want. Come on in, Deshaun. Look at this. I'm on my dip. I'm on my dip. I'm on my dip. I'm on my dip. You see, I'm going there. You see, so rock rolls. Hey, drone. I'm so blown. Hey, even know if I can make it home. I'm on my dip. Studying hard. 2012 Maserati. I'm smoking on that loud pack. Call it Mr. Miyagi. See some women eyeing. Will meet me in the lobby. Me and your wife gon' kick it, but we don't do karate. She gon' give me bro. Make sure you make it sloppy. She won't get no change.
You do get a chance to rap here. I mean, is this what some of you really want to get into?
I have a package. Being young, growing up in the West Coast, being around Snoop Dogg is kind of like an uncle to myself. So that's a passion for me, of course. But first and foremost, football.
Yeah, I understand. Congratulations. Football. You're in a great mood, aren't you, man? Congrats.
I'm in a great mood.
That's
definitely
awesome.
Yes, sir.
Deshaun, let's talk about the weight of a contract on a player. I mean, you know, you go through the injury with the concussion and a scary moment. Definitely. And it really has changed the way the NFL is conducted these days, those kinds of injuries.
Sure.
Like, you know, how have you gotten yourself back into the game?
Well,
this is hard, isn't it?
I mean, it definitely is. When you take injuries, take hits like that, you know, psychologically might mess with you a little bit. But I just kind of leave it into God's hands, man. I just want to go out there and, you know, just play at a high tempo level, you know, just feel protected. The man above, you know, has, you know, my protection. And, you know, throughout that, my heart and, you know, what I'm able to do is, for itself.
Yeah, I remember, I'll tell you, the first time I think I really met you was the Eagles took their rookies, along with the Dallas Cowboys rookies, to Canton, Ohio, and Michael Irvin spoke to, Michael Irvin and Troy Vincent spoke to the rookies. You remember that trip? And I remember Michael Irvin stood up and said, you know, you guys, I went through three, I won three Super Bowls, I'm going to go in the Hall of Fame. I'll take all that back because the things I did off the field, my kids Googled me, and it was really impactful to me.
It was. You know, I can remember that like yesterday. And, you know, them conversations of like Mike Irvin, Jerry Rice, Emmitt Smith are conversations that I, you know, kind of look up to and expect them to kind of give me a path of what to expect and what to go on throughout my journey. And, you know, I think they do a great job of letting young players know what to expect and how to still treat it as a business and still work hard and, you know, just make it the most you can. You have a short window and you have to take advantage of that. And I think they do a great job of, you know, relaying that message.
When did you start playing with such a chip on your shoulder, such confidence? I know everybody said, talking, hey, who's that little kid over there? He's not going to make anything.
Yes, talking, going back like high school, Pop Warner days or just.
And whenever, yeah. Forever. I mean, the first time you played, they must have been, who's that
I know,
guy?
Right? Who's that little scrawny guy? But I think maybe like 13 years old. You know, I had probably like 6 touchdowns in one game. And, you know, the other coach from the other team was like, but who is that little short guy? I mean, he's nothing but 80 pounds, but who is that short guy? And it was like, man, we want him on our team. And you know, ever since then, I just cherished that. And I was able to always be one of the best players on my team.
You still have the same thrill suiting up for a game, you know, preparing for the game now that you did when you were 13 years old?
Definitely. That's the biggest thing. You have to have fun with playing in the NFL and playing football, period. I think, you know, growing up and being young, that's, you know, what I cherished about it. We always had fun, you know, hanging out with the friends, hanging out with the boys, you know, and then going to work or going to play football. I mean, that's something you have to cherish. So definitely I always do have a fun time.
It really does seem that you and Andy Reid have a great relationship. And Andy is this, he's kind of a close to the vest guy. You're a very flamboyant. How have you created such a great relationship?
I mean, we've managed to make it work. I don't know how, but you know, Coach Reed, he gets in my stuff sometimes. But
he gets in everybody's.
For sure, yeah, he has to. I mean, that's his job. That's his position he plays. But at the end of the day, it's still a respectful situation. I almost call it like a father-like son relationship. Because still, being the head coach, you can still go in his door and talk to him about anything you want. And he'll still, you know, be honest and tell you the truth about anything.
Byron, I exchanged a text message yesterday with Byron, and he said that he'd been doing a documentary on you for.
Man, tell Byron that documentary need to hurry up and come out.
He said it was like 99%.
Maybe we bring it to you guys. Maybe
yeah, we want to see it. Yeah,
come on, man.
We'll market. Tell Byron. But it chronicles your career from the time you were just a little
since
kid.
I've been
right?
like 6 years old, all the way up to this contract I just signed.
Yeah,
right now,
yeah. So, and Eagles Television Network did a piece on it last year. It was great. Yes, so what do you have planned for the rest of the offseason? What fun stuff?
Man, I'm here now. I'm you know, going to continue to work out. Start getting back with Mike Vick or the boys here. We got a little camp coming up this week that we're going to put together. You know, for. We got to start early, man. We need the Super Bowl, bro. So that's the biggest thing.
You mentioned that a lot today. You feel good about the way things are here, don't you?
Last, you see the end of the way we
ended
the year,
right? I know.
You see who won the Super Bowl, right?
I know.
How we
painful.
Feel about that?
It was awful.
We don't like
Did you
that.
Watch it?
A little bit, but we don't like that.
Did you root for the Giants?
No, I didn't. Can't. How am I going to do that?
I was sick the whole day. I didn't care who. I wish the game had ever been played. All right, DeSean Jackson, it's your day. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for joining
it.
Us here. Thanks 5 more years, DeSean Jackson. That's lots of touchdowns. For the Philadelphia Eagles, we're coming right back.
I'm on my dip. You see, I'm gone. Hey. I'm the hazy Sir Rock Rose. Hey. Patron. I'm so blown. Hey. I don't even know if I can make it home. I'm on my dip. Stunting hard. 2012 Maserati. I'm smoking on that loud pack. Call it Mr. Miyagi. See some women eyeing. Will meet me in the lobby. Me and your wife gon' kick it. But we don't do karate. She gon' give me boom. Make sure you make it sloppy. She won't get no change. Nah, that's not me. We are not the same. You're just a carbon copy. These boys are stealing game. I guess they tryna mind my dip. I'm on my dip, yeah. These haters grilling. They on some show. They see I'm chilling. But I don't slip, not at all. They make a move, I got that Viv extended clip. Let's go. Bottles of that rosé. Bottles of that brown. Ounce of blow. Just going down. Everybody drunk. Who won another round? But we ain't tripping, got the whole city dipping. I'm on my dip, yeah. 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 You see, I'm going off the hazy Ciroc, Rosé, and Patron. I'm so blown, I don't even know if I can. could make it home. I'm on my dip, I'm on my dip, I'm on my dip, I'm on my dip. You see, I'm gone, hazy, so rock, rose, and a drone. I'm so blown, I don't even know if I could make it home. I'm on my dip.
Sticking it like I'm in it. Got a mean deal when I'm whipping it. Whipping it. Crawled on. Sticking it like I'm in it. Got a mean dip when I'm whipping it. Whipping it. Chrome dough, that's photo. Back dough, that's Lil Joe. Jackpot City, we have a sin. Money sitting like the president. Women all in my residence. Right now, I got they everything out. Show night, I bring everything out. Bentleys, Bugattis, lead the club, shut down. Sam Bros, caddy truck, take them home, that's touchdown. Sam Bros, caddy truck, take them home, that's touchdown.
I'm on my dip. I'm on my dip.
Take me home.
I'm on my dip.
Take me home.
I'm on my dip.
Take me home.
You see, I'm going up the hazy, so rock, rose, and Patron. I'm so blown, I don't even know if I can make it home. I'm on my dip. I'm on my dip.
I'm on my dip.
I'm on my dip. You see, I'm going up the hazy, so rock, rose, and Patron. I'm so blown, I don't even know if I can make it home. I'm on my dip.
Big ballin' is my hobby, man. I'm ballin' out in Philly. Shout to Gilly, Jack, what's poppin'?
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
The Philadelphia Eagles invite you to experience Lincoln Financial Field like never before through an exclusive tour of one of the premier stadiums in the NFL. This unique backstage journey through the stadium will feature the Comcast press box, broadcast booth, club and suite levels, Eagles home interview room, locker room, and the field. Call 267-570-4510 or visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more information.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Hi, I'm Eagles cheerleader Sarah. How would you like to perform at Eagles home games for over 67,000 fans? Does cheering for your favorite team, modeling, and appearing at high-profile events interest you? Then you should audition to become a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. Our 2012 open call auditions are taking place on Saturday, March 24th at Lincoln Financial Field. Come try out to become a member of our elite NFL cheerleading squad. Visit the cheerleader section for more information and to register.
Download the Eagles mobile app for the latest news, videos, stats, and more. Available now for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry devices. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/mobile for more.
All right, we welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here. Let's take a look here. Aaron, go Birds tomorrow night. Let's celebrate St. Patrick's Day the right way. Go to Chickies and Pete's from 6 to 7:30. That's in South Philadelphia. The Maggie O'Neill's. In Drexel Hill, 7:30 to 9, maybe 10, somewhere around there. I can't really quite read that. Wait a minute, I have that right here. 9 to 10:30, 6 to 7:30, and then 9 to 10:30. Eagles cheerleaders will be there. Miller Lite specials all night long at both Aaron Go Birds locations. It's going to be a party weekend in the area, around the country, around the world. It's St. Patrick's Day, after all. And you're fans of the green, so it's kind of a natural tie-in. You see how we get that going? All right, let's take a phone call. Leaf in with Leaf in Colorado. Leaf, El Paso, whatever, same thing.
Same difference.
Same difference.
You know.
How you doing, man?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I'm very excited that we took care of stuff in-house.
I've got my, what do I have on? What did Deshaun tell me to get on? My dip. I'm on my dip a little bit, so I'm off my game a little bit. So.
Freaking, what's up with fullbacks and DTs? Are we looking to get anybody?
I think fullback is, I don't think Owen Schmidt's going to be back. Obviously, he's an unrestricted free agent. They like Stanley Havili. They will bring in competition, whether it's a draft pick or somebody they sign later in free agency. I mean, I think they're going to bring in a linebacker. Safety at some point they'll address. They're just waiting for the market to settle here. News just comes out that Mario Williams goes to Buffalo. I mean, you know, you've played in Houston. You've been waiting to win. They finally get to the playoffs and you're hurt. And then you go to Buffalo. The guy's been a first pick in the draft. He's got money out the rear end. I mean, why would you go to Buffalo? Go somewhere where you're going to win. Not that he was going to come here. There was never a thought of that. I just don't get these players. I'm glad that the Eagles are signing their own guys and that Cole is on his third contract. Harriman's is on his third contract. Jackson's on his second contract. Keep them here. Keep them as Eagles for life.
Exactly. And they're a great group of guys. It's not just because they're on field, but off the field, they're great.
I mean, it's been, listen, Deshaun's got the personality. He is. It's worked in Philadelphia. Andy Reid's done a great job with him. I don't get the idea of moving around just for some more money. It's just find a good situation, stay here. So Deshaun's done that, and I like that.
Dave.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of our guys that have left our team are still out there. Do you think we're going to try and re-sign them back?
Well, Evan Mathis is in Baltimore today, so that obviously is a situation that bears watching. You know, Derek Landry, I have not heard where he might be headed for a visit or where there's interest. I don't know. Trevor Laws, no interest reportedly yet. These are all candidates.
Bunkley.
I don't think Bunkley. Bunkley doesn't fit. What's he do? Is another, you know, Cullen? Is he going to play more than Cullen Jenkins? No. Is he going to play more than Mike Patterson? No. He was already beaten out here by Antonio Dixon.
True. But,
you know, so I don't see him. Look, I'm all. If the Eagles bring in a defensive tackle, I'm fine with that. I personally would love a massive 330-pound guy. There could be somebody who's in the, you know, more athletic, get up the field range that Jim Washburn likes. I will implicitly trust Jim Washburn in this case. All right, I think he will not let you down.
Okay. One other thing.
Yes, sir.
I think Peyton Manning mm-hmm. is going to sign with Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah, he's going to the CFL. He ain't gonna play.
Why now, please.
Yeah, right.
Hey, we'll find out. He'll be in Denver or in Tennessee is the guess here.
That's mine too.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Hey, thank you so much, Leaf. And I'm fine with either one. You know, 215-339-6709. We've had the Deshaun Jackson in studio. We've had the press conference. We're gonna get to some behind the scenes of Deshaun on the way to the NovaCare Complex. We showed you earlier. Let's, Ryan, do you have that clip? There you go. Of Deshaun signing the contract very intently. He's in a great mood today. Mike in the Bay Area of San Francisco, sitting by the dock of the bay.
What's up,
Mike?
On, Dave?
How you doing?
Feeling good, huh?
Good, man. Yeah. Everybody's in a good mood.
Hey, man, I think this is, been watching the Eagles, you know, probably about, you know, 20 years. You know, it's probably the proudest day. You know, one of the proudest days, I think, just in terms of taking care of all the players.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing, Mike, I never want to hear again, never, is that the Eagles don't take care of their own players. And, you know, it's not like this is the first time it's happened. Joe Banner and company have been doing this for years and years and years. There was a headline in the Daily News the other day, and Les Bowen wrote something about how Donovan McNabb didn't get his contract and Brian Dawkins didn't get his contract. Well, both those guys got three contracts here. So I just don't think that's fair. Trotter got four contracts here. Hugh Douglas got... what, two or three contracts here? I mean, Trey Thomas got two, three contracts. I mean, they've kept players two and three contracts deep. I think they've done a great job with that.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I won't get into all the things in the past. You know, there were times I was kind of disappointed,
sure.
You know, as a fan, just kind of being candid. You
sure,
know?
I agree.
And I'm a bleed green, you know, Eagles kind of guy, you know. But the one thing I always gave Jerry Jones, and you hate to speak about it, you know, credit for it, just the way that he treated the players, you know what I mean? So there, you know, as much as I hated to see Dallas win, I always loved to see Jerry Jones win just in terms of that. And I think today they really, as an organization, really showed something really unique and special, man, just in terms of taking care of everybody, where we've always been a great business, but you know what I mean?
But wait, let's, Mike, I would never ask any Eagles fan to agree all the time with what the Eagles do. I think that part of being a fan is your right to disagree, but who have they not treated right over the years here, if you can recall off the top of your head?
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to get into that, man. I think it's just a joyous day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily get into that. I think it's a great day. So I'm just happy, man. I just wanted to call. And obviously, I always thank you because I think, you know, just like in terms of the website, all the money they put in the website and everything and things you guys do, we definitely appreciate that cutting edge, I think, for all of sports, you know.
Thank you.
To have this kind of thing going. So I'm grateful for the organization. I just wanted to put that out there, man, and I just hope that you know, it'll always be that way where, you know, players are retiring as Eagles, you know, past 30 years old, you know, just staying with the team. And as a fan, it's like I feel like the people that own the team are the players and the fans. You know, they really are the ones, and everybody else should really be in the background. You know, they really need to hit a microphone, to be honest, you know, besides the head coach.
It's a good
and,
point.
You know, so to see the players really just be happy and, you know, to be together and guys that we drafted, you know, they're our players. And we always obviously want to win a Super Bowl, but you know, to really take pride in them, you know, you kind of need to get to know the players, you know, which is why shows like yours are great.
Thank you.
And, you know, it makes you really happy as a fan. So I'm just ecstatic and I'm thankful, man.
Great. Thank you. Glad you're in a great mood, Mike. Thanks for the phone call. I feel like we're all in a great mood today. And now I got to tell you, I mean, I'm in a great mood and I'm really interested to see what the Eagles do next. They now have salary cap room. They have created it by moving pieces, Winston Justice, Jamal Jackson, moving this DeSean Jackson cap figure down. I mean, there is some room to maneuver. And the Eagles are not rushing into the market. They weren't. I think there was a little bit of speculation, just a smidgen, that they might be moving this around to go get Mario Williams. Nope. But they've got some wiggle room here. Cody in Texas joins us. Hi, Cody.
What's up, Dave? How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm excited, man. You sound excited. I think all the callers are excited, and, you know, it's a good day to be an Eagle fan.
Yeah, it's a great day, and in our world, we all want to know what's happening next. I can tell you, no visits are scheduled. Nothing's been announced. That can change any minute now. It could be a busy weekend, guys, at the NovaCare Complex. Who knows? This is a timeline of what they've done here in the offseason. And that does not include a couple of young players added. DJ Jones from the Baltimore Ravens and Monty Simmons, linebacker from the San Francisco 49ers.
Hey, I want to get your opinion. I don't have the luxury of listening to all the local radio down here. I have a couple apps on my phone, but anytime I try to tune in, it's especially this past fall when we're, you know, in the middle of the season, you know, half the quote-unquote experts are saying DeSean needs to be gone, his attitude's horrible, whatever else, and now we have an about-face and everybody's in love with him. I mean, do you think the contract issue was that big a deal for him just as far as his playing, or do you think that that's resolved and it's going to be a different DeSean this year?
Yeah, I do. I was critical of DeSean last year. I think everybody was. You don't miss a meeting the day before a game against the Arizona Cardinals. He deserved to be benched. He let it get to him. And that to me was the whole danger. That's really why I was never in favor of the franchise tag, and I'm so happy that the Eagles were able to negotiate a long-term deal. Had he played under the franchise tag again, it would have been the same story.
Right.
It would have been, DeSean, what's your future? And you know what? He's a young guy. He's an emotional guy. He wasn't a first-round draft pick, even though clearly he had the talent to be one. And so there's that, you know, and he got his brains beat in with that Dante Robinson hit. So
right.
He didn't handle it as well as he said it at the end of the year. He did not handle it as well as he wanted to last year. So let's hope this deal puts him in the right frame of mind, and he goes back to being that. And, you know, despite all that, I think he made a reference in the press conference. This is why statistics to me are just very iffy. If you look at his numbers, purely receptions, catches, his touchdowns were down, but his yards per catch, his numbers,
right,
they weren't that far off, really, from years past.
Right.
You know, punt return wasn't good, but he didn't have any plays like this one, that's for sure.
You know, one more thing, I'll let you go. I'm really not – you know, crazy about the Laurent Landry. Everybody's going kind of nuts on him, especially on the ESPN blogs and stuff. But, you know, I thought Kirk Coleman did a great job last year, and Nate, you know, Allen coming back off of an injury, you know, he showed flashes towards the end of the year. And I don't know if that's – I don't think that's really hurting us as much as maybe the linebacker. I don't – why is such the interest in Landry, do you think?
I don't think – I think that they're – I think the Eagles will address both positions. How about that? I think they'll address linebacker, and I think they'll address safety. Maybe not in free agency. Maybe a combination free agency in the draft.
Yeah.
They've got to get better in the middle of their defense. They have to. And they will get better at defensive tackle with Antonio Dixon coming back.
Yeah.
Maybe they draft a defensive tackle. But they've got to get better at safety, and they've got to get better at linebacker. I mean, there's no – I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you at all. They have to. And I think they will. I think they know it, and I think they'll go – now, that some of that improvement will come from Nate Allen being a healthier player.
Well, Dave, I appreciate the call, man. All right. Go Eagles, and you have a good rest today, buddy.
All right, Cody, thanks for the call. 215-339-6709. You know, the defense had moments of greatness. Antonio Dixon, I really thought he would flourish under Jim Washburn. He came in overweight last year. There wasn't time to get in shape. He gets hurt. Season over. And, you know, the Eagles found something in Cullen Jenkins, probably played him more than they wanted to. Mike Patterson had a very fine season. Derek Landry really, really stepped up and made plays, as did Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence played well, too. But you're going to see the Eagles make some moves. Now, again, I don't know what those moves are. They do have cap room. They do not want to jump into this high-stakes poker game early in free agency. But you're going to see now that market, now that Mario Williams is off the market, those numbers are going to come down. And there's still a lot of good players out there. Herb in Philadelphia joins us. Hello, Herbert.
Hey, Dave, I'll tell you one thing.
Yes.
I'm a lot happier I'm an Eagles fan than a Texans fan.
Losing Mario Williams to the Buffalo Bills?
They should be shot.
Yeah.
They should be drawn and quartered. How did they not let something like that happen and they know it was going to happen? You know.
Well, I'll tell you, here's why. Because Mario Williams is coming off a major injury.
Yeah.
And the Texans went out and made the playoffs without him, and they didn't want to ruin their salary cap by retaining him. I mean, it only takes one team that's willing to just look. If I'm Mario Williams, I am shopping myself around. I am not going to Buffalo.
No, it's true.
Buffalo, you know, I like the area. People are nice. The team is really trying to get things going, but their quarterback is Ryan Fitzpatrick. They are just historically dysfunctional. Are they going to win? So if you go up there to win, that's one thing. But you also have to live there. And Buffalo's beat. All right.
Well, I don't know what his motivation is. He could have.
How could his motivation be go for the best guy? Maybe there just wasn't a market for Mario Williams.
Maybe.
You know.
But one thing is, signing Deshaun Jackson means that Andy Reid's comfortable with how he is. You know, what went on and what's going to happen in the future. And if he is, I am.
I agree with you.
He knows a lot more about the situation than I do.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's a fair contract in both ways. I think the Eagles give up something, but they're not going to be devastated. And the later end, it's a show-me contract. If he plays like the elite receiver that he is, he's going to get that full contract. It's backloaded a lot.
Yeah.
And that's fair. You know, if he performs like he's capable, he'll get every dime of that package.
I agree with you, and he knows that, and he's in a great mood. And his numbers and his contract compare very nicely to everybody else. So,
yeah, it's. I think it's a good deal set up for both people. It's fair.
Yeah, I know that there's the idea of in the media. I know, you know, Herb, you read the newspapers and all that, and a lot of questions. Hey, why did Deshaun Jackson do this deal? It's not the best deal. Well, he did the deal because he thinks it's a good deal, and I think it's a good deal too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he wouldn't do it if he. Yeah, look, he could take. take the $9.5 million and then hope for what happens after it. But he apparently prefers this. So agreed. That's why he took it. He didn't have to.
Well,
so then he had to think it's a good deal.
Exactly. Comes at a good time, out of the blue, happy kid. Seeing DeSean Jackson happy is, and knowing how emotional he is and how that emotion plays into his game, Herb, leads me to believe he's going to have a monster season.
I think so. I'm looking forward to it. And
you know, people say, well, you didn't have to sign Harriman and you didn't have to sign Cole. Well, you know, you kind of did, because those guys both outperformed their contracts. And in the NFL today, you just don't want to go into a year where you've got players holding out, threatening holdouts, worried about their contracts. It does make a difference in how a player performs.
And I think that they went about their business in the right way. They you know, they may have said something, but it was behind closed doors.
Yeah.
You know, or their agent, you know, gee, we'd like to have a deal. And as long as the Eagles are willing, I think you reward those people for doing it that way a little bit, you know.
I hear you. I hear you.
You don't, you know, they don't like people yelling and screaming. It distracts everything. It's not a question of liking. It distracts the team.
I'm with you, my friend.
And you don't want that. So, yeah, I'm glad they're in. Cole got a real nice upgrade.
What do you think is the next move here?
Well, I guess maybe they're going to try to sign Shady. They freed up plenty of money, so they can make one good move.
They've got plenty of money. They've got $20 million in cap room.
Yeah, they can.
You can make more than one move.
Yeah, you're right. Well, they could sign Shady and still make a move.
Yeah, I'm not. I just don't think Shady's coming imminently, but I could be wrong.
Maybe not. I mean,
it'll come. It'll eventually happen, but it's not going to happen tomorrow.
Their mantra normally is they usually do these contracts in the fall. Their extensions.
They usually do one prior to the start of the regular season.
Yeah.
And I can remember Dawkins got one of his. Westbrook got one of his.
Yeah.
I think McNabb got his right around. When he signed the monster deal, when was that? Was that?
I forget. Yeah. I forget when McNabb.
Because he had three contracts.
Dawkins and Westbrook.
And so, you know, hey, they'll get it done.
I think that they will. And we're going to find out.
Yes.
About the linebacker. They're going to bring in someone. We don't know at what level. And we're going to find out about safety, what they really think. If they bring in a safety just to compete, you know, and to be a backup, you know, and to maybe compete, or if they bring in a solid starter, then that tells you something different.
Well, they're not going to – and Herb, thank you for the call. I just don't see them breaking the bank on LaRon Landry coming off an Achilles tendon injury. I don't know, but I just don't see it. All right, we're going to take a little break here. Howie Roseman, Eagles general manager, is in the hallway doing some interviews. We hope to get him in the studio. At the very least, we'll get his perspective on how things are going here in free agency. More coming your way on Eagles Live. Howie Roseman next. Do not miss it. Let's find out what the Eagles have cooking next after signing three of their own to contract extensions. Harriman's Cole Jackson. What's next for the Eagles?
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Hi, I'm Eagles cheerleader Sarah. How would you like to perform at Eagles home games for over 67,000 fans? Does cheering for your favorite team, modeling, and appearing at high-profile events interest you? Then you should audition to become a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader.
Our 2012 Open Call auditions are taking place on Saturday, March 24th at Lincoln Financial Field. Come try out to become a member of our elite NFL cheerleading squad. Visit the cheerleader section for more information and to register.
You know, weight loss programs can be expensive, so to save some money, I just got the popular girls from the local middle school to follow me around.
Ew. Seriously?
So gross.
Ew. Seriously?
That is so gross.
Ew. Seriously?
Dude, that is so totally gross.
Grab, sign up.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Buddy Ryan used to say, I don't want somebody who wants to win. Everybody wants to win. Who doesn't want to win? Buddy used to say, I want somebody who wants to pay the price that it takes to win. And that's DeSean Jackson.
Hey, fellas, hey, this is a big game for us. High intensity all night. High intensity on three. 1, 2, 3.
High intensity.
Let's go.
DeSean Jackson is amazing. Truly, truly amazing. Because the first day he stepped on the field, you could just see that electric speed. You could see the hands. You could see very, very early that this young man was very, very special. It took DeSean Jackson approximately 2 minutes to rise to start. I remember the first pass thrown to DeSean Jackson by Donovan McNabb. It was deep down the right sideline, opening game, and a star was born.
It is 2nd and 10. McNabb fakes to Westbrook. He's back. He pumps. He is going down the far side, and it's caught along the far sideline. Tremendous reception to DeSean Jackson.
He is electric. He is a nightmare. He is the kind of player that causes defensive coordinators sleepless nights the week before the Eagles game. And he has very few bad games. And he's tough. He's tough. I mean, he got hammered to smithereens against Atlanta. But still, if you ask him to go over the middle, he will. He is fearless. He looks at you and he says, with those eyes, he says, you know what? There's not a defensive back in the National Football League who I can't beat.
On first down, Vic gives it off to Shady McCoy. No, he's back. And he is looking deep, and it is caught by DeSean Jackson. He's at the 30, at the 20, at the 10. Touchdown!
Certainly, as his career continues, and if he is an Eagle for any length of time, he will go down as one of the great wide receivers in Eagles history. Don't forget, this team has had some great wide receivers over the years. There's the Hall of Famer, Tommy McDonald, part of the 1960 team. There's my good friend Harold Carmichael, who belongs in the Hall of Fame. And then, of course, my partner in the broadcast booth, Mike Quick. Just Mr. Smooth. Absolutely outstanding. But DeSean Jackson is Mr. Electricity. Faster than all of them. He has won games almost single-handedly. He has plucked victory out of the jaws of defeat. And he has personally given me my shining moment. My most exciting single moment in the history of my 300-year-old NFL career. And that, of course, occurred on December 19th at the Meadowlands, and you know all about that.
14 seconds to go. 31-31. Matt dodged the punt, gets a high snap, gets it away. It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up, looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 40.
DeSean Jackson will pay the price that it takes to be the best. He is driven. He is a fighter. He is a guy who goes out there and he just wants to destroy the opponents. I think he will finish his career owning all of the Eagles' receiving records and playing a very, very big part in their final rise to a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl championship.
We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles General Manager Howie Roseman. Congratulations on a really busy few days here. Howie, talk about the strategy going in. It was clear that Eagles want to take care of their own.
No doubt about it. We really looked at free agency as this two-year process because last year was such a crazy offseason. We had looked at the free agent list last year. We had looked at the free agent list this year, and we decided to concentrate on getting some difference makers, and that was on our team and throughout the league. And so we feel like over a two-year period, we added Nam, we added DRC, we added Jason Babin, Cullen Jenkins, Trent Cole, Todd Harriman, DeSean Jackson, and we're excited about that.
Okay. And at the same time, I'm going to be a fan here, You create cap space for this year. So I'm thinking to myself, hey, what do the Eagles have going on next? What are you seeing when you look at the market right now?
I like how you say I'm going to be a fan here, like you're not a fan regularly.
Not every day, right. But I mean, what are you seeing out there with the market?
Well, I think when you get to the third day of free agency, the market changes. So in the first day of free agency, everyone thinks they're going to get a big deal. At some point, the reality sinks in that maybe I'm going to be more realistic with what's going on. And as you go on in free agency, you see that more and more. And there's still some good players out there. We like our team. If we find an opportunity to add someone to our team that we think can help, whether it's as a role player or as a starter, we're going to look at that.
Mario Williams gets $50 million guaranteed or something. Were the Eagles ever interested in Mario Williams?
Well, you're always interested in a player, Mario Williams. I think the thing with us is that we're going to look into everything. We're going to look into any way to improve this team. So rest assured, if there's a great player who's available in free agency or trade, we're going to explore it.
But what do you mean by that? When you say you explore it, does that mean that maybe you called Mario Williams' agent and said, hey, what kind of numbers do you think you're going to get out there? And then you go back and say, ah, there's just no way we can make that work?
Well, I think the first part of it is we got to get the evaluation. We got to figure out what our evaluation of that player is and how he fits into our scheme. And then we got to judge it by the players that we have on the roster. And we're very, very confident in our defensive line and our defensive ends. And for us, we got a Pro Bowl defensive end in free agency. Mm-hmm. We got two in the last 2 years, right. Trent and Jason. So that's exciting.
There's been reports that the Eagles are interested in LaRon Landry, safety LaRon Landry. In true, not true, comment, no comment?
Well, I don't think it helps us to comment on any player we're interested in because, obviously, we don't want to announce our intentions to the rest of the league. So I'd say that about any player that you bring up. But we're looking. We're constantly evaluating all the players that are on the free agent market, and we're looking to see if there are any upgrades for us. Again, we like our football team. We're excited about this draft, but that doesn't mean we're going to look at other options.
It was interesting. You know, everybody's all jazzed up about Evan Mathis, and we hope that he stays here and was a very good addition last year. And fans are starting to just get a little nervous that he might leave. I was talking with Derek Boyko of the Media Relations Department this morning, and we were saying, you know, a year ago, we were talking about the offensive line, and it was Todd Harriman's at left guard, it was Winston Justice at right tackle, it was Mike McGlynn at center, maybe Jamal Jackson. Right guard was Nick Cole and Max Jean Gilles. And now the line is four-fifths of the way, but you've lost some Winston, you've lost Jamal. Let's talk about the offensive line, and what do you see there as a picture?
Well, I think you mentioned, right now we have four-fifths under contract for at least the next 3 years. So that's exciting to us, and continuity along the offensive line is important. You mentioned Evan. He's someone that we've been vocal about. We'd like to bring him back. We've told him that. We've told his agent that. It's free agency, though. Free agency is a crazy period, so you never know what's going to happen. That's what you kind of get into when you get into this free agent period. It's a big boy time period of the year, so you're going to lose some players. You're going to probably get a couple of players. So we're prepared for wherever that happens. Obviously, we'd like to get him back. At the same time, we're going to make sure that we're covered at every position in case we lose some players. We got a lot of draft picks here, and we're just looking forward to see how that kind of resolves itself.
Do you expect agents to say, hey, we've got an offer from so-and-so team. Can you match that? And then is that how it works with guys? Like,
well, I think
not specifically Evan, but just in general.
Well, I think you have enough conversations with agents where they get a sense of your range. So if someone is getting something so dramatic and the team is telling them, if you go and try to match this with your old team, we're off the table, we understand there's a possibility you're going to lose the player. I mean, that's what happens when you get into free agency. We're fortunate to have a good relationship with Evan and Drew and Jason Rosenhaus, and so I think that we'll be in constant communication with them and figure out what's going on.
See, Eagles fans would almost throw up in their mouths hearing that the Eagles have a good relationship with Drew Rosenhaus, but it's true. I mean, this whole T.O. thing resonates so loudly in Eagles fans' minds. It's not the case, is it? You've done a number of deals with Drew.
Well, I understand that. I was here when everything happened with T.O., but just like all of us, you know, you learn from things that happen, you learn from your experiences, and you try to improve on them. And I think that's what we try to do in this situation, and they got a lot of good players, and they have players on our team, and we're going to figure out a productive way to get things done.
Hey, Howie, Mike Gibson last night's story broke that he would become an Eagle. Can you tell us the thinking there and what kind of player he is now?
Well, I think this was a situation where he was not tendered by his team, and he's someone we know, we think fits this scheme, and we'll bring him in here for depth, and he'll have a chance to compete, and that's what we're about. We're about competition. We don't promise anything. We don't give any guarantees, but you get a little comfort with guys that you know.
Mm-hmm. Trent Edwards, update us on him and how you project him to kind of work into this whole picture.
Again, you talk about competition. I'm obviously really excited about Michael Vick and having his first offseason as a starter in Philadelphia. He's working out. He looks great. And then Mike Kafka, first offseason here for him to get an opportunity to work with our coaches and to develop as a quarterback. And Trent for us was just an example of a guy that we saw that was out there on the street that we had a good grade on that has had some success in this league. And so we'll bring him in, add competition, and he'll get an opportunity to show us what he's got.
LeSean McCoy, is he on the radar for a new deal?
Well, you know, we don't comment publicly on any ongoing contract negotiations with any of our players. Obviously, LeSean McCoy is a great player, and we'd like to keep him in Philadelphia for a long time.
Okay. Could you give us a hint at all on when you might have a visitor to the NovaCare Complex in the form of an unrestricted free agent?
You know, if I knew we were doing riddles, I would have figured out a good riddle to
come
give
on,
you. But
man.
I promise, when we get a visitor come,
I'll be the fourth person to know. After Coach Reed.
Maybe the seventh or eighth.
Seventh or eighth person. All right, I guess here's a good question. You have a bit of wiggle room. Would you describe it? How would you describe your salary cap situation now?
How would you describe saying, I guess this is a good question?
Yeah,
you got
to
be confident. You just got to go with it. This is a good question.
How would you describe the salary cap situation? Is it a flush salary cap situation? Is it an accurate salary cap situation that we're guessing at eaglescap.com is our...
I don't think that was an accurate cap description, but I would have to go back and look at it. But I think the bigger
picture...
It's that
fluid, huh? It moves that quickly.
You have to look at the bigger picture, and we can't just look at 2012. I mean, if we're trying to keep this team together, and we are trying to keep this team together for the long term, we have to look out. We have to look at where we are in 2013 and 2014. And that's a big part of the equation to make sure that we have some flexibility, not only this year, but going forward. And putting the best team together in 2012 to go and try to win a world championship, because that's what we all want, and at the same time making sure that we can keep them all together. Continuity.
You know, Clark Judge, I don't know if you read the story, CBSSports.com wrote a great story today about the Eagles salary cap strategy and how he thinks it's the winning strategy here, and believes the Eagles will be back at the head of the class this year because of the idea of keeping your own and how important that is in the NFL. It really is amazing that the approach this year and last year. It's been fun both years.
Well, let me just comment on
this a little bit.
Because I think that we're about opportunity, and we just felt like last year was a great opportunity for us to add players to our roster, because normally, you're competing against 31 teams. And what you saw last year was a lot of teams weren't in the market because of all the challenges of a shortened offseason. And so we feel even better about the players we added last year and the players we're signing now based on what we know. And we didn't know. We didn't have all the information last year. So I think there were different strategies because they're very different offseasons.
Well, so you in retrospect, and as you've gone, what you did last year was, you still believe in it. You very much believe in bringing in the players that you brought in from last year.
Very much
believe
in it.
I mean, it's true with Nnamdi, with Babb, and there's really a good foundation. It's not a one-year deal.
Cullen, DRC, I mean, signing Evan.
Yeah.
So, good stuff. We're excited about
it. All right, well, Howie, get back to work. Thank you so much. Thank you. I know you've been, how's it been for you? Has it been crazy nuts? Is this your favorite time of the year?
It's definitely one of my favorite
times. Amazing.
It's fun. This is free agency. Yeah, this is what we do. This is why we prepare. This is why we spend all those months doing it.
And the draft is going on at the same time. What do you actually do about the draft right now? Is it going out to pro days and continuing building up information on players?
No doubt. We got all our scouts going to pro days. It's hard for me and Coach Reed to get to many pro days because obviously we're at our home base, but we get reports on every single pro day. Our scouts are in constant communication with me and telling me kind of the guys that we're focused on, how they're looking. And then at the same time, we get any breaks, we're watching college tape.
Yeah.
And we've prepared for free agency. We've had our grades on free agents for a long time. That's what we do when the coaches are coaching in August to January. And we'll be ready for both of those opportunities.
Great. Howie Roseman, Eagles General Manager, thanks for joining us here.
Thanks, Dave.
On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Hi, I'm Eagles cheerleader Sarah. How would you like to perform at Eagles home games for over 67,000 fans? Does cheering for your favorite team, modeling, and appearing at high-profile events interest you? Then you should audition to become a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. Our 2012 open call auditions are taking place on Saturday, March 24th at Lincoln Financial Field. Come try out to become a member of our elite NFL cheerleading squad. Visit the cheerleader section for more information and to register.
You know, weight loss programs can be expensive, so to save some money, I just got the popular girls from the local middle school to follow me around.
Ew, seriously?
So gross.
Ew, seriously?
That is so gross.
Ew, seriously.
Dude, that is so totally gross.
Sign up.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, we continue marching forward here on Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you. We're live anytime. We've been live every day this week. So, what'd you get out of that Howie Roseman interview? I want you to tell me what you read into it. I'll tell you what I read into it based on your questions. Let's go to Mike in Virginia. Michael.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Happy, of course.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting approach here, isn't it? Interesting offseason.
Very interesting.
Before we got on the air, Howie walked in and he goes, "You didn't think we were going to get that done, did you?" I said, "No, I didn't think DeSean Jackson was going to sign a long-term contract." So,
yeah, I really didn't.
Yeah. So, what did you listen to what Howie had to say? He doesn't give much up, but I kind of like to try to read between the lines. I think they're going to make a couple of moves here.
We can make some moves, maybe bring in a good, solid safety. I thought Kurt Coleman did pretty good. I think we should probably keep him at one of the free safeties or strong safeties. I'd like it, honestly, if we could maybe work out a deal, you know, maybe 1-2 year deal to bring why not bring Brian Dawkins back?
Brian Dawkins will not play football again.
Bro, really? He retired?
He will, I think. I mean, he's had injury problems. I don't think he's going to play anymore.
Well, yeah, I know he's had injury problems with his neck a lot.
And that's when you have neck injuries, that is just so scary.
Yeah, that is scary. But like you said, I don't think we should take a chance on Ron Landry. I just don't think he'd work out, especially with his Achilles injury.
And it could be that he's somebody they're interested in, but I mean, when a guy's being coveted reportedly by four teams and he's making visits on the third day of free agency, and that's what Howie said, things change on the third day of free agency. If you're not signed by today, ended today, the numbers go way down. And I think that's where LaRon still thinks he's going to get this huge number. If he's still out there and the number comes down, maybe you look at him. Is he healthy, though? Achilles tendons are nasty injuries.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a good injury to take a chance with in my eyes. I mean, I just don't think we should take a chance on him, honestly. I mean, I don't think our safety did that bad at all last year.
Well, they didn't do badly, but they do need to be better up the middle on the defense. And some of that will come from Nate being healthy and Kurt having another year in the scheme, and hopefully Jaquan Jarrett stepping up big time to be an impact player here. But if that's what you're going to rely on, that's fine. You better improve at linebacker, though. Look, this defense needs to get better. Howie said he feels good about the tackles, feels good about the defensive ends. Now you got, what, 10 draft picks? I mean, how many of them are going to go to the defense?
Exactly.
Seven of them?
That's a lot of draft picks. I mean, I just think if we improve on our tackling, we would be a lot better defense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm with you, Mike. Thanks.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. 215-339-6709. We're taking a look at Kurt Coleman's career day, 3 interceptions against the Washington Redskins. He had a good year. What do you have, 4 interceptions, 5 interceptions? I like Kurt. It's just he's just not a big, physical, intimidating, game-changing safety. I'm not sure there is one out there. Safeties all of a sudden are difficult to find. James from Westminster joins us. James, how are you today?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Got you 2 days in a row here.
I know, that's
awesome. I've been able to get some time to call you.
Cool, man. Thanks.
I have a quick question for you. And I don't know if Howie went over it or not. I just got home. Does making some of these deals that they're doing, which I'm ecstatic about with Harriman's and, you know, with all the other players with Jackson and everything like that, does that really free up some cap space for them? I mean, does it free up more for them, or are they still kind of sitting at the same number?
Well, the way we projected it and how we looked at this and was like, no, that's not really all that accurate. But EaglesCap.com, they seem to do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Says $21 million under the cap. That DeSean Jackson's number went from $9.5 million with the franchise tag to $3 million. That Justice being traded, Jamal Jackson being released, saved $6 million. So, I mean, there's some wiggle room here. How extensively the Eagles make moves in free agency, I don't know.
I'm not expecting them to go. I mean, I know everybody's talking about LeRon Landry, but I think we've got, like you said, with the draft picks we have, they can certainly go after somebody in the draft if they really wanted to, whether that's trading up, trading back. I'm still curious to see what happens with Asante Samuel, but
agreed.
Other than that, I mean, I'm really ecstatic they're sticking with their own players. And then I guess the last one's really just going to be LeSean McCoy, and we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, LeSean McCoy's deal's up after this year. Jeremy Maclin's deal is up after 2013. Who else mm-hmm. is on the docket that that you might consider?
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be done now, but
no,
they could look at it.
Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, his deal is up after this year. Howie mentioned him 3 times.
I'd like to see how he plays this year before they extended him. I'd like to see how he does 1 year. I'd just like to see him play 1 more year here.
I've seen enough with that guy. That guy's got super talent, and I think Todd Bowles will bring out the best in him, and I'm looking forward to seeing DRC. And I will, but again, the X factor there is, what are you doing with Asante Samuel?
Exactly, and that's the only thing that nobody seems to be. There's a lot of different opinions, but I mean, if we could keep him, that would be great, but I don't know. I just don't see how that's going to happen, but maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but we'll see.
We shall see, James. Thank
you. All right, David.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. What do we got here, Rai? Nothing? All right, take another phone call. 215-339-6709. Dominique Rodgers, you know, you've taken care of your 3 players now. The question is when, and Howie would not answer this, when will a free agent come in? That was nice. Oops. Alton from West Philly.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
How are you?
I'm good. Dave, I need the Eagles to go after and get LeRon Landry.
Why?
That's why I need it.
Why?
Because I think he'll be amazing. He'll be an amazing upgrade.
Healthy?
Yes, he's healthy.
You know,
honestly, he could just sit out until the regular season and have him play that.
I guess over the years, Alton, I do like LeRon Landry. I mean, when he's a talented player, I will say this. Every time, it seems to me, a player is hurt in a major way, blown ACL, Achilles tendon, broken leg, whatever it is, takes him more than a year to get back, more than a full season to come back.
Mm.
And he's coming off an Achilles tendon tear.
Oh, that's scary.
So that scares me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know they need to address the safety position in the offseason, and definitely linebacker. I'm just kind of hoping, like, I don't know, I just really don't want to see them go, like, D-tackle in the first round. Like, I need to see, like, Kuechly or somebody in here.
I mean, I think he's a possibility for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, I just hope they got their eyes open, because that's two of these main positions they really need to address. And I feel like D-tackle, which I'm hearing a lot, like, rumors of, that they don't really need on the defensive line. I feel like their defensive line is set.
If I will say this, if the Eagles can get a 335-pound, 340-pound, hey, there's DeSean Jackson. Should we play that? Okay. That's actually live, but we're just kind of showing him.
Are you thinking about the Poe guy? Poe kid from Memphis?
I would take somebody in that 350-pound range. Yeah, I think that's a dimension the Eagles don't have.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe it's not their thing. That's their other thing.
Well, I think they're going to play Cullen Jenkins as a defensive tackle and as a defensive end in short yardage this year. So,
yeah, but they also got Landry, too, who's really good.
It would make you better. Landry's a free agent. It would make you better as a linebacker to have a 350-pound defensive tackle who's occupying two blockers, who's altering the blocking schemes, who's dominating up front.
Yeah, I mean, I agree there, but it's like they keep neglecting the linebacker position so much. How long can you keep neglecting?
Agreed. I'm with you. I mean, I don't think it's impossible to believe that the Eagles will take Luke Kuechly. They've never taken a linebacker. I mean, if he's a good player, you don't ignore him. Yeah, I don't think it's impossible that they sign a linebacker in free agency.
Yeah.
It has been a slow market for free agents.
Yeah, well, I mean, Hawthorne's out, Tullett's out there. I mean, it's options.
Yeah, Lofton's out there. There's a couple of guys out there. So,
yeah. I mean, I feel like, to me, it's like, I feel like that position needs at least one veteran. And even honestly, even though he's kind of old, I would go after the guy from the Redskins.
London Fletcher?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't know what's going on with him.
Good for a while.
I don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I just feel like he's old, but they need that leadership. And if anything, it'll get their linebacker they had now even better.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I've been a big fan, Alton, of London Fletcher. It's amazing that he plays at such a high level at such an advanced age. I mean, he's a freak of nature. But the linebackers have gotten very little love in free agency. Very little love. So if they are interested in a linebacker, I'm going to tell you, I believe that they'll bring him in tomorrow, next, during the weekend, that it will not be long before the Eagles get somebody signed, if they're going to make any moves here. Tucker from L.A. joins us again. Hey, Tucker.
Hey, what's up? I had to call, man.
Yeah.
I had to call. I can't
Always.
Believe it. I'm so happy.
Good. I'm happy you're happy. I think Eagles fans all around are pretty happy.
Yeah, well, you listen to some of the radio stations out east, you know, everyone's still griping about his attitude adjustment and all that stuff. But, you know, I mean, he's a young guy. He's figuring out as he goes. It seems like, you know, it's all come together for him now, and he's ready to put on a show, I think, next year.
I agree. What else do you want to see happen?
Well, I don't want to do Landry because, you know, that Achilles, the doctors told him he should get surgery on it. He opted not to. So I don't know. It's just a big, big red flag for me. And he was in and out of the lineup for the last 2 years with the Redskins. I want to bring in either Tullett or Lofton.
Well, they're both out there still, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, beef up that middle. And if we can beef up that middle, then we can use that 15th pick and maybe move up and pick up that 340-pounder Poe. What's his name, Poe, that you've been talking about so much?
Yeah, the whole thing, I think I discovered him, but he seems to have blown my cover by running.
Did you see him running at the combine?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a freight train.
Yeah, no, I know. I told him not to run that fast. But he went out.
Well, hey, babe, we got room, baby. We got two. If we need to move up 3 or 4 spots, hey, we need to sacrifice one of those second-round picks to get him, because I think he can be an anchor in the middle there. And when you got Bavin and Cole coming off the edge, that sounds like a great, great front four.
Okay. We're gonna talk draft plenty between now and late April. I'm still digging free agency here.
Yeah, no, and you know what? And here's another thing. I really like Kapka. Look, I went back and I watched that Atlanta game. I think he's a good backup. I just hope that we don't go out and draft another quarterback like we did a few years ago. Everyone keeps saying we might do what we did with Kevin Cobb, grab some guys to develop. I think Michael Vick is a real young 32. And, you know, I just hope we don't do that. I say we stick with Mike. What do you think?
Yeah. I
see what Trent Edwards has got.
Well, I don't know what Trent Edwards has yet. He's competition. I do believe that the Eagles still could bring in a quarterback in the draft if there's somebody they really love. I don't think that they're married to this trio at this point, you know, just from the standpoint of they do want to see if there are a couple of good quarterbacks in the draft.
I don't know. That kid out of A&M, look, I went to the University of Texas a long time ago now. That kid out of A&M, he's just hyped because Kirk Cousins and him, I really don't like anything that's going on right now in the draft when it comes to the quarterback. So I just think it's diluted, and so those guys are getting overpraised. That's my own personal opinion. I want to ask you a quick question about the Cowgirls.
Yes, sir.
Are you impressed with that kid Carr or Kyle Orton?
Not particularly. No. It's not a fullback.
The Giants really haven't done much. I think Martellus Bennett could give us a little bit of problems, I have to be honest.
Well, the Giants, look, I respect everything the Giants do. Martellus Bennett's a really, really, really talented guy. Had for some reason just never made it work in Dallas. I don't like what the Redskins' strategy was, to be honest with you.
Three first-round picks, that's a lot. But you know what, enough about those bums. This is the Eagles' day.
Yeah.
This is Deshaun Jackson's day. Go Birds. Thanks for doing what y'all do. Talk to you next time, Dave.
Thanks, Tucker. All right, thanks for the phone call, Tucker, from L.A. Are we going to take a look at all of that background stuff? Do you think we should do that for the show? Or the Howie? Is Howie coming over? Okay. So we had Howie Roseman in studio here. And in a couple of minutes, we're going to throw to end the show. He actually did a press conference, kind of little mini thing with other reporters. So we want to show you not only our questions for Howie, but show you the rest of the reporters' questions of Howie. There may be something different that they asked him. I wasn't in there. They may have asked him something than asked him. I thought it was pretty comprehensive, but first we'll get Shane in from North Carolina. Hi, Shane.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good, man.
Good.
You know, this is the first time I've actually called.
I appreciate that, man.
Hey, no problem. Actually, I'd say it's the first time I've been on the internet, too.
Wow. Welcome to the world of the internet, Shane.
Yeah, I know, man. It's, to me, you know, I've been a fan since I walked out of my mother's womb.
Huh. You walked
and,
out?
You know, I can't wait to get that ring.
You and me, brother.
But honestly, man, I know the linebackers, they need some time. They definitely need time to be worked with, you know? But I don't see why we shouldn't just go ahead and get Fletcher and just shore it up. For the next couple of years, and we'll be all right.
Well, hey, thanks for the call. I know everybody is so focused on these linebackers. I am not a scout. I will trust Lewis Riddick and the pro personnel department here, and they evaluate, as Howie said, they evaluate throughout the year all of these players. They give them all grades. They are prepared for free agency. And if London Fletcher is a stud, then let's bring him in here. All right, Howie Roseman, he was in the studio a short time ago. Before that, he met with reporters out here in the Rotunda. Let's hear what he had to say to them about Deshaun Jackson, etc.
No, I think we had hoped that we would get this done fairly quickly, and those deals kind of helped us a little bit just push it forward. But I think the urgency on all sides was there to get it done quickly, and we like to do things under the radar sometimes, so it worked out.
Obviously, you could have had him for the year regardless because of the franchise tag. Why did you want to make that a longer-term commitment?
We thought it was important, with all the signings we've done, not just Deshaun, to reconfirm our belief in our own players, extending our own players, and Deshaun's part of that.
Do you feel like, do you think you had guys that had gotten away from that in the past and that you were really dedicated to taking care of in-house guys this year?
I think it just worked out that the expirations on some of these contracts were coming up, and these are good players on our team, and we wanted to address those guys. I think they're two separate issues about the guys that we added. I don't think it was that we went into free agency last year and we were unhappy with the players we got because we're happy with those guys. So they're two separate issues.
Howie, Deshaun has admitted that his frame of mind last year wasn't the best and probably influenced his play. now that he's got this new deal, do you anticipate the kind of season from him that you would expect for the money?
We have high expectations for DeSean Jackson. We always have. We think he's a great player. That's why we gave him this contract, and we expect to see that this year.
Is there an easy answer for why it didn't happen sooner, like, you know, at the beginning of training camp last year?
I think in life, timing's everything, and the timing right now was good for everyone, and we were able to get a deal that we all are really happy about.
Are there any types of, like, safeguards in there? I mean, in terms of, like, whatever the guaranteed money is and DeSean and being on his best behavior in that? Or
we have no questions about DeSean as a person and as a player, and I think this contract reflects that.
How big is Andy and the relationship that Andy has with DeSean in impacting negotiations and making this a long-term deal?
Well, I think that he's our head coach, and his relationship with our players is obviously very important, and his relationship with DeSean is very strong.
Doing this deal and the other deals has cleared more cap room for you. Besides what you might do in free agency, any impact, could this have any impact on negotiations getting a new deal with LeSean?
Well, I think we're looking at it for the next couple of years in terms of the cap situation that we have, and we're trying to have some flexibility now and in the future. And LeSean McCoy is a great player, and we'd like him to be in Philadelphia for a long time.
Are you surprised that no linebackers, free agent linebackers, have been assigned yet?
You know, it always goes that way in the free agent market. You see a couple positions that get hot, and then everyone jumps on them because they don't want to lose out. And I think it'll be almost like the draft. Once one signs, maybe you'll start seeing them all knocked down.
Could we see you guys being one of those teams knocking down one of those free agent linebackers? I think people really seem interested.
Yeah, I think we're looking at some things. We're probably being a little bit more patient, which has really been our MO in free agency. It just happened that last year was such a different dynamic that we had to knock out a bunch of things quickly. So we're trying to figure out the best fits for our football team, and if we see a chance to get someone that we think improves our team, we'll jump on it.
Can you confirm this guy's report that you and LeSean have been talking?
We don't talk about our contract negotiations with any player. I'll just can confirm our belief that he's a great player, and we hope to have him in Philadelphia for a long time.
DeSean, when he was asked about LeSean in there, said, I don't know the exact word, something to the effect that he hopes he doesn't go down the same road he did, which I think means that he doesn't get to the last year of his contract and it weighs on him and affects his play. I mean, is there a lesson to be learned from how things went with DeSean that where it might prompt you to want to get something done a little earlier with LeSean?
Well, I think the reason you want to get a contract done with a player is based on their ability and how you project them in the future, and those are all positives for LeSean McCoy.
When you talk about
staying under the radar with their demands, is that something you take into consideration, how public someone is about wanting a contract compared to how private they might be?
Well, I think we look at we got 53 guys on this football team, and so everything affects everything. So we're trying to build the best team and get everyone together. And if people do things in a great positive way and their performance on the field reflects that, then obviously we're going to want to keep him in Philadelphia for a long time.
Kevin Mathis is in Baltimore. Are you guys afraid he's not going to get out of there?
That's the dangers in free agency, you know. Free agency, it's a big boy sport right there. You know, you have that risk when players get to free agency that you're going to lose them. You're aware of that, and we hope Evan Mathis remains a Philadelphia Eagle, but obviously when you're on the open market, things happen.
But you guys are committed to trying to do whatever it takes to retain him?
Whatever it takes. That's a very powerful statement. we'd like Evan back, and we're in constant communication with his representatives.
When you re-sign your own guys, obviously you're not adding new talent, but do you think that it has an effect on morale or any kind of effect that can carry over onto the field, even though, again, you're not adding new pieces?
Well, I think continuity is important. And last year was a unique situation because of no offseason. And the players that we added now have an opportunity to be here in Philadelphia for a longer period of time and grow together as a team. And we like our team. That doesn't mean we don't want to add pieces to that, but we're excited about this season and the future.
Not going out and grabbing any free agents right away on the open market. I mean, does that have something to do with, you know, sending a message that we want to take care of our own first and then we'll handle that business later?
Well, I talk about resource allocation a lot, and you have a certain amount of resources in the NFL based on the salary cap and your draft picks. So we feel like we've put a lot of resources into our team here in the off season, with signing our guys, signing guys that we believe in and think are really good players and represent us on and off the field, and we're really excited about that. We're really excited about the guys that we've been able to commit to and extend and keep in Philadelphia.
Todd mentioned the other day, Todd and Trent both were guys that you signed to long-term extensions early in their careers, I think their second year in 06. Todd mentioned in a radio interview that he thinks the team's getting away from that. I mean, you haven't done that a lot lately. Is it just, I assume, because of the cap situation, there's just a lot of reasons why it doesn't, there isn't a need for it anymore, or...
You know, I think we'd probably have to go and back and look at the players here that we've actually lost in free agency to see if there are guys that we haven't signed, some of our players, younger players, because I can't think of one coming to my mind, because we had extended those guys early, and then the rule change happened. So really it changed your ability to go and sign players after their first year. You had to wait till after their second year. And we had this group of players that we had signed early who now are kind of coming off those contracts. And then we have this new group of young players who were looking to extend them now. So I just think